Welcome to the Hollow Earth Network. Tonight, here live from Hollow Earth. Earth is transitioning to fifth dimension. Starships are arriving from throughout the galaxy. Earth is putting on a show. Benevolent Argarthians, emerging from subterranean cities, bring information long withheld. Learn what everyone knows but us. Immense starships are arriving from distant star systems. Why? Earth is transitioning to fifth dimension. This is a galactic event. Our loving Hollow Earth family brings knowledge, knowledge of our evolution to fifth dimension. What should we know? What should we do? How should we prepare? Where will we be in December 2012? Learn from the most informed network on the planet. The Hollow Earth Network.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is your host, Dale Benningham, and this is my first debut show to DBS Radio, and I want to welcome everybody to the show. We're going to late start tonight, so I'm going to get right to it. We have Billy Fay Woodard on the line, and he's not going to be with us but maybe a minute or two, and we're going to turn it right over to Zora. So welcome, Billy.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
So,
it's been one heck of a
couple of weeks, but we've made the transition well. So
sure
how are you doing with it?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm patiently awaiting my pretty soon return home back to Hollow Earth.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to that.
I bet you are, Billy.
Because, you know, I've been away from my home ever since 1951, and it's time for me to return. My mission was to get out the message from Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd that was not allowed to be given out back in 1947, but now it is. And, The message has been given out to several hundred, maybe several hundred thousand globally. I'm saying to myself here, I think it may be time for me to go home. So I'm going to be, before I turn it over to my father, I am going to say that the headband orders will be coming to an end, not the headbands, but the headband orders where I have been making them myself are going to be ending on the, I'll announce it again on the Saturday call, but that following Monday, midnight of that Monday night will be the last ones we will be accepting. So if you want your headbands, you're going to have to get those orders in as soon as possible because it's time for me to prepare to go home.
And for those of you that are new to the show, I just want to refer you to the hollowearthnetwork.com. And if you'll see on the left side of the website, you'll see an icon there for headbands. Just click on that and that will give you the information you need to order the headbands. And if you would, explain to the new folks, Billy, what the purpose of the headbands are for.
The purpose of the headbands are, well, you know, there's a big explanation as to what they will do for you, which I unfortunately have misplaced my notes. But I will be giving a full description how they work on the Saturday call coming up.
Okay.
And it will be a very detailed description as to the function of these devices.
I see.
Briefly, what I can tell you right now is that they help you to focus better. They help you in your health. They help your immune system. They help you to, your consciousness. They raise your vibrations. They allow you to see where normally you wouldn't see aeroships. And many people have seen the aeroships. There is one massive aeroship that's positioned directly in front of your sun. And you can see it when the sun starts to drop toward the horizon. There will be a grayish orb in front of the sun, which you, to put on a pair of sunglasses, dark glasses, you'll be able to see the grayish orb in front of the sun. That's, you probably noticed that the sun has been brighter these last few months. The reason for that is because Elenin is parked right in front of it.
And again, that Elenin is not a comet. It is indeed a planet of intelligent design, and there are, well, I'll let you tell a story.
Well, it's Elenin is a gathering vessel from the stars, the star system of Sirius.
Wow. So it has already made its move, and NASA has noticed this.
Yes, they have.
Where is its next position going to take place?
I believe the next position for Elenin will be where it will separate from the sun and appear as a second sun.
Oh, wow. Two suns.
And or a second moon.
Oh, that's amazing.
It is twice the size of the Earth. So when it does separate from the sun, it will be obviously it's not going to be as big as the sun, but it's going to be comparable to the size of the sun. When it does the moon, as you know, the moon is not very big, so it's going to have to take a position further away to appear as the same size as the moon.
Billy, I want you to explain, if you would, please, what the makeup of every single planet that's ever been made. Are they all indeed hollow, and how do they become hollow?
All planets are formed as a hollow sphere. And how that is done, the physics of it, I couldn't tell you because I'm not that knowledgeable. I will say that all your planets in your solar system are hollow, every single one of them. And you're trying to say that Pluto is not a planet. Guess again. Yes, it is, and it's also hollow. And it has a central intelligence living inside it as well. Okay, my father has tapped me on my shoulder, so to speak. So I'm going to become silent here for a short few moments. And he will be speaking. The next voice you hear coming through this phone will be Zora, my father. I bid you farewell. I bid you harmony, peace, and joy. And laughter be with you always, and I turn it over to my father.
As we wait for Zor from Hollow Earth. Zora, are you there?
Indeed, beloved Nastas.
Well, good evening, Zora. This is Dale. Glad to be with you again.
Wonderful.
Yes, sir. Well, let's get right to it, sir.
Talking through this device.
Yes. Yes, tonight we're doing it on phones until I get my computer back. Then I think we're going to be making a little bit more of a personal appearance when we start doing our shows in the future.
Indeed. May even go video.
Yes, for all those that don't know, I used to reside in Florida, and I'm now living in Colorado Springs with Billy, Peter, and Jane. So I've made the move up to Colorado as well. So we're going to be getting more personal with these.
Indeed.
So, Zora, tell us what's new. What's on the horizon? What's coming?
What is coming? This convention.
Indeed.
Fifth dimension of this planet. Right now you're in what is termed as your fourth dimension. The third dimension is no more. Third dimension is over with. Fourth dimension is now dominant throughout your globe. And soon it will begin to transfer over to fifth. You have what is called a sister world of another dimension, and that is, you have had a visitor from that world, and he has come and visited your world, John T, a time traveler, and his world is parallel to yours. It is not fifth dimension. It is still fourth. However, it will soon be fifth, just as you are going to be fifth.
Oh, amazing. So,
you, yes, indeed. And you have a wonderful journey ahead of all of you. You are going to, many of you are going to be visiting my world in the hollow interior of this planet. Yes, this planet is hollow as well. You have openings at your north extremity and your southern extremity, and you can know this by what is termed as your aurora borealis. You know what they are? They are what is called a reflection of light coming from the central sun located within what you would term the core of your planet. And it is a central sun. No more than 600 miles across. But it gives a photosynthesis, allowing subtropical existence in the hollow earth. You have what is called creatures on the, in the inner world, in the hollow earth, that were would be termed as prehistoric. Those creatures are alive and well in hollow earth. Your T-Rex is a plant eater. Always has been, always shall be. Now, your creatures of the prehistoric world that you had on the surface, what made them meat eaters was your thing called Hollywood. And understand, yep. All dinosaurs, no matter whether they are sea creatures or whether they were land animals or flying in the air, were all plant eaters, never a carnivorous creature.
Zor, can you tell us the truth behind the extinction, the mass extinction? Is it as our science has shown us, or is this the real truth?
You mean the what is called the demise of the dinosaurs on the surface?
Yes.
You know what is termed as the Gulf of Mexico?
Yes.
That is the impact crater, not around the Yucatan.
So the Gulf of Mexico was the impact that did indeed take the Earth surface to the extinction level.
Mm, indeed.
Okay.
Gulf of Mexico, an impact crater, It is not a what you would term an ocean. It was an impact crater that filled with the ocean of the Atlantic.
Wow. Okay, this had nothing to do with the downfall of the continent of Lemuria and Atlantis, correct?
Lemuria was a continent in the Pacific Ocean. It comprised what would be termed as the Pacific Rim. The Pacific Rim would be known as the continent of Mu, or Lemuria, if you will. And there was a lesser continent called Atlantis, which is located what is called 300 miles due east of Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Okay.
That is where you would find Atlantis.
Wow. Oh. So what's... Wow. There's so much to do and so little time on this hour. We're already almost halfway through it. Do you have any new information? Yes. What, any new information has come to light in the last month here on the Earth in our surface time?
You have what is called the Hopi Nation. You have what is called the Hopi Nation, Hopi Indians.
Yes.
And you have what is called the prophecies of the Hopis. Those prophecies are quite accurate to a degree. Only they do not tell of what is called the gathering. They tell of much destruction coming upon the planet, yes. But at that time, there will be no one around to worry about it.
And where's the population of Earth, of the surface Earth, going to be?
The people of the planet Earth are going to be in one of three locations. They are either going to be in inner Earth, hollow Earth, or off-world. Mother Earth must replenish herself. Mother Earth must be reborn, so to speak. What is going to occur is Mother Earth is going to re-terraform herself. And she is going to reclaim the surface. And during this time, there will be massive quakes far beyond your imaginations. But you will not have to worry about enduring these shakings because you will not be present.
Well, so the people of Hollow Earth will not even feel any of this purification going on the surface.
No, they will not. And the people that are destined or in their DNA, written within their DNA, they will be either going into hollow earth, into inner earth, which is different from hollow earth, or they will be going off world or to another world.
Can you explain to us what the, we have pictures here on the website, but we want more of a feel of the ambiance of what we are going to expect to see and feel and hear and see in Hollow Earth. Give us some details on it.
Imagine the most beautiful place you could possibly imagine. Some people would probably say Hawaii. Some people may say the islands. South Pacific Island. Picture that as an entire world, and picture what is termed as a total harmonious world, where there is no strife, there is no disease, there is no poverty, there is no what is called evil doing, evil thinking. Total and complete harmony, then you can just begin to imagine what Hollow Earth is about. And you would only be very just scratching the surface.
I've heard you talk about in the past on other shows that the water will instantly detoxifies when we drink it, and that the plants, the flowers, they sing to you.
Indeed, they do. The flowers sing to us. The oceans sing to us. The oceans in our inside hollow earth are healing waters. The atmosphere is healing atmosphere. When you enter into what is termed the hollow earth, you will begin to instantly feel invigorated and instantly feel what is termed as whole. There will not be any missing limbs upon any of you. Those limbs that were gone will be renewed. What is termed as your entire physique will be renewed. There is no what is termed as cripples in hollow earth. There are none that have missing limbs. There are none that have missing minds. Well, as you, of course, on the surface, I have my doubts about that. But anyway, I had to put a little humor there. Anyway, but it is imperative that you people on the surface know that you are loved, and you are loved, what is called unencumbered love, and it is coming from your sisters and brothers in Hollow Earth. Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd, one of your surface dwellers, was privileged and allowed to see and enter into Hollow Earth. This happened in February the 19th of 1947. Now, he was welcomed with open arms, and he was given a message to give to the surface world. It was a three-part message, and he was not allowed to give it forth. Billy's sister were brought to the surface by an elusive aeroship, deposited in what is called a state called Texas, and there they were turned over to what is called an orphanage, and they were shortly thereafter they were adopted and began to live a life on the surface. The purpose for this was so they could understand what people would go through, what trials and tribulations are on the surface, so they could better understand when it was time for them to do the mission, they would have the communication skills in order to give forth this message of this mission. The mission is nearly complete. And when it does come complete, Billy will be returning, whether it be through Hollow Earth, through the North Polar opening, or whether it be through Mount Shasta, or another opening. There are several placated upon the surface of your planet. You have the two major ones are the North and South Poles. You have ones in what is called the Shasta, Mount Shasta. You have some in located in a country called Australia. You have some in, incidentally, Australia is a remnant, a portion of the continent of Mu. The other pieces of the continent of Mu that are still above the water would be New Zealand, Easter Island, what is termed as Hawaii. That is the center of the continent of Mu. You have what is called the Aleutians. You have what is called British Columbia. You have what is called Washington, Oregon. You have what is called California, half of what would be termed as Nevada, what is called Arizona, and then down to Baja California, and that would entail the entire Pacific Ocean Basin, was once a great continent, a mother continent called Mu.
Amazing. If you would please address to us who the Agarthians are, what is the Agarthian network, and what role do they have to play?
The Agarthians are what is termed as your inner earth civilizations. They are in areas located beneath countries known as Tibet, which is called the Egypt, areas beneath which is called the United States, areas beneath what is called China, areas, all land masses on the surface have cities beneath them in several different locations. The Agarthians are what is termed as the people in the inner earth area of your crust of your planet. You have what is termed as seven different civilizations placated throughout your world before getting to what is called the center, or what is called Hollow Earth. Hollow Earth is different from Inner Earth. Many people have termed Inner Earth as Hollow Earth, but there is a difference.
Yes. I am familiar with the Inner Earth and their large cavernous, which cities reside within them, and they traverse these cities through ancient tunnels.
Indeed.
Yes.
Many of your tunnels are a way to discover an entrance. It's quite simple. Take with you what would be termed as a working compass, one finding a direction for north and south. When you get to an opening, to a cave, if it spins like in itself into a silly, as if you are standing at the North Pole, the magnetic north, as your compass will spin. Same with the openings in the different areas throughout the world, caves, as you term them, entrances, both underwater and also on land. Upon coming to an opening or a supposed opening, if the compass spins in a silly, then you're at an opening that goes all the way through. Either goes all the way through to what would be termed as a substation, a shuttle station, that would take you into Hollow Earth, or it will be taking you to an Agarthian city. Or you may be fortunate enough to come to an opening that will take you all the way, 800 miles, all the way through.
And anyone can transverse these tunnels?
If your heart is in the right place, and your mind is in the right place, and your heart is in the right place, you will be accepted and allowed to enter. If you are not in the right place, you will not enter.
I see. We are familiar with the words Illuminati and the Dark Cabal. What can you tell us about the current events as it stands today?
As I say in every one of my calls, I am not one to talk of or speak of current events. That is irrelevant. What is
okay.
Important is that you know that we exist in what is termed as the 800-mile range of your Earth's crust. We are your sisters and brothers. We love you dearly, and we are very concerned for your comings and goings. And very soon, Mother Earth will be announcing her presence.
Well, okay, let me be a little bit more specific. We understand that this whole darkness is about to come to an end, and that a lot of these underground bases that they have held are now turning into prisons for them. Is there truth to this?
Prisons?
Well, these deep underground bases that have been used for the dark people that have been in control of us surface dwellers.
They are no longer
I don't want to get too much. Yeah. That's
they are no longer in control. The lower levels of these bases underground that your governments have built are now under the control of the Agathians, and they will be utilizing them. Your what is called your FEMA camps will not be opening. Your what is called your one world government will not be taking place. The world is about to change in more ways than you could possibly imagine.
Could you, do you have knowledge of this wealth that is supposed to be released to the surface and end all poverty before the gathering occurs?
Your financial world is about to shift. It is going to be shifting very soon. And when it does, you are going to be free of what is called your Federal Reserve or your IRS or things of this nature. They are coming to an end. Your what is called your Illuminati is in the last season. You have what is called your financial world. Monies are going to be released to the population. Poverty is coming to an end. Lack is coming to an end. Wealth is coming into fruition. No one was ever meant to be in poverty on the face of this planet. It was your prospective governments that brought this about. It is now coming to an end. Need not worry for your welfare or things of this nature. All of this will become insignificant in the coming months.
Zor, what can the surface folks like us begin, what do we need to start doing to prepare for, you know, coming into Hollywood?
By opening up your minds, by realizing that you are unlimited beings. You are gods and goddesses. Remember this. Never doubt it. In your scriptures, it talks of healing abilities. It talks of powers and abilities that were given to you by your creators. And those gifts and those powers are yours to claim now. You have the ability to change the surface of this planet. All you have to do is exercise your God-given right.
Yes, indeed. Wow, it's been a while since I've heard this, and it's every time I hear it, it's just
another thing you might want to consider. Yes. Another thing you might wish to consider. You have what is termed as false belief systems. The false belief systems have kept you trapped in a lie. They have been telling you and telling you and telling you that you are powerless, that you must obey what they have to say. You must obey what your governments have to tell you. That is another false belief. You must understand you are the creator. You are the creator through thought. Thought is the creator. Thought always is. And what you think, you can become. And what you create, you can make a reality. All of you are extremely powerful in your own right. An example of this is, if you wish, all of you that are listening to this, me talking, try a simple experiment, if you will, or an exercise. I would like you to rub your hands together. Bring them apart 20 or so inches. then start to bring them back together. As you do, you will begin to feel as if you're pushing against an invisible force. That force is your power, given to you by God, given to you by your Creator. Understand this. There is no religion in Hollow Earth. None. You understand?
Wow. Yes.
Religion is a trap. Religion is a way to keep you under control. And the more you fall prey to this, the more you will be less open to the new reality that is coming forth.
Now, Zorg, for those here on the surface that simply do not wish to have anything to do with Hollow Earth, and, you know, there are those that are indeed not, they don't want anything to do with this. What's going to happen with them?
Everyone listening to my voice, listen to this. Mother Earth is going to evolve, regardless of what you say or think. So, would you rather evolve with her, or would you rather be removed from her?
Well, that's a no-brainer.
Indeed. As I said, Mother Earth is a living being. And all of the prospective governments have been raping Mother Earth of her resources. It is time for Mother Earth to say, enough. And she will soon be announcing her presence. And when she does, you will understand that you are not the ones in charge. She is.
Well, some of us have always known that, too. We were given that knowledge a very long time ago, and we've carried that through multiple lives.
Dale, it is now, the time is now, 6:46. Let us open up questions from now until the end.
Okay. Seth, if there's any callers, let's, with questions, let's bring them on. Okay, anybody would like to call in, please give your name and where you're calling from. The numbers are at the top of the page, and I'll, let's see, we'll give them out here.
Yes.
All three numbers, and U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008, or you could call in on here in the States at 530-327-7602. Yes, anyone with questions for Zora, please call in. This is a great time and really a privilege to make contact with Zora. Zora, while we're waiting, can you please share with the folks what your position is in Hollow Earth and what is it that you do?
I am what is called a giver of knowledge and truth. I am positioned over what would be termed, or near what would be termed as the North Polar Opening. I monitor the opening, allowing or disallowing prospective surface dwellers that make it through the opening. And if they are worthy and ready for acceptance into Hollow Earth, I will know it. If they are ready, they will be allowed to enter. If they are not ready, I will tell them to go and get ready.
How many surface dwellers have made it into Hollow Earth, and do we know of any?
Many hundreds of thousands already.
Wow. Anyone that we may know from our history, in the history books?
Indeed.
Made it there?
Indeed. You have one called Bird. You have one called Amelia Earhart. You have one called, ones that were lost in what you termed as the Bermuda Triangle. The seven astronauts from the what is called the Space Shuttle Challenger.
Wow.
Several German ex-Nazis, but they have changed their way of thinking. They have accepted what is called the peaceful way. So they have been accepted. Some have not been accepted, and they are what is termed situated halfway around the opening of the South Polar Opening, a place called Rainbow City. Some call it New Berlin.
Some call it
New Berlin. But the ones that have not changed their way of believing are still parlaying, as it were, to gain entrance. There is no what is termed as Nazis or what you would term as the Third Reich in Hollow Earth.
I see. When the surface dwellers, when we make our transition into Hollow Earth, will it be a change, a metamorphosis of our bodies? Because I'm sure we'll discuss this again in future shows, but how long is the process? And tell us about that.
The transformation from fourth to fifth dimension, if you go into what is termed as an early trip, would be no more than a few hours. For those that are coming in at a later time, it will take approximately 3 to 4 days.
Okay. And the body's going through a detoxification?
Detoxification and what is called reestablishing a body in whole. What is called as people that are missing legs will be restored. Those missing arms will be restored. Those that are in a mental state will be restored.
Now, will they be restored in as carbon-based forms or crystalline-based forms?
You will be what is called in fifth dimension base form.
Okay.
Understand this. Fifth dimension is the doorway to all higher dimensions. You understand?
Yes.
Fifth dimension is the doorway or the gateway or the entrance to fifth dimension. Once you reach fifth dimension, you will no longer be limited to your body. Do you understand? Your body will become translucent. Be able to walk through walls.
Oh,
be able
wow.
to walk through solid objects. Once you reach the fifth dimension, you are no longer limited to this existence. You are open to all other higher dimensions. And the higher dimensional beings will be coming to you to teach you how to reach the higher dimensions.
Ah, and these beings are the Antarcticans?
Fifth dimension is the key. Once you achieve fifth dimension, you are no longer limited. You are galactic humans, and you will not be, I put it this way, simply put. If you wish to go to Mars, you just speak it forth in your thoughts, and you'll be there. You will not have any need of an airship to get there. You will be able to think yourself to wherever you desire to go.
So the speed of thought is actually faster, indeed it is faster than the speed of light.
Again?
The speed of thought is faster than the speed of light.
This is faster than anything.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, this is some teachings of other knowledge that has been brought forth in my learning. So,
indeed.
Wow. So what is the purpose for these ships, then, that are surrounding the planet?
They are ready to gather what is called their perspective incarnates that are upon the face of Mother Earth. Many peoples upon this planet are not from this Earth. The white race is not from Earth. They are a new race, a young race. The ones that were what is called long before what is called the white race would be termed as the dark people.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I know that is hard for people to grasp, but it is the truth.
So where did the white race come from?
That is an open book.
Wow. Okay.
They come from many locations, many star systems. And they were sent here to colonize the planet also, to help colonize it. But it was also, some of them were sent here as punishment for something that was done eons ago. And those that were sent here, their ancestors or their relatives or their siblings, ones that are now on the planet Earth, have fulfilled what is called the sentence. And now that sentence is ended. And they are going to be returning to their home worlds. Many of those peoples upon the place of location of Earth, many of you, that are hearing this call, are going to be going elsewhere. You are going to be going to what is termed as other star systems, your home worlds. Many of you have thought that you do not belong here, and you are right. Many of you have thoughts of being from another world, and you are correct in your assumption. And you will be returning to those worlds. Many of you have begun to dream of your home worlds. Many of you have begun to dream of Hollow Earth. And many of you are being taught in your dreams of Hollow Earth. And your bodies are being conditioned for the transition. As you fall into a sleep on a nightly basis, we of the Hollow Earth are reconditioning your bodies. So you will be, when the transformation or the gathering takes place, it will be in an instant. And it will be in an instant that this will take place. It could happen even now. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen in the next week or the next, well, we'll not say the next year, because the gathering will be this year. The main gathering will be taking place before the end of this, what you term as 2012.
Oh,
your
incredible.
Mayan calendar is no more. Your Mayan calendar ended. Your Mayan calendar ended the 21st of December of 2011. That is when it ended, not 2012.
Well, with that, Zora, we've come to the end of the show this evening. But, folks, tune in 2 weeks when Zora comes back, and we're going to continue this. There is so much more information that needs to be brought out, and it will. So with that, Zora, thank you so very much for joining us tonight, and Billy as well. And for those of you that are listening in for the first time, thanks for listening in on the show. And tell everyone that you know about this. We also will have these archives available free to the masses. So please visit us on hollowearthnetwork.com, and you can listen to all of the archives from past shows and this show, as well as the one prior to this here on BBS Radio. Any last words?
Just remember who you are. You are unlimited beings. Start believing it, because you are. You are not limited beings. You never have been. You were never taught that you are unlimited beings. So be it.
Thank you so very much, Zora. And as Zora would say, mate, harmony, peace, joy, love, and laughter be with you always. Good night, everybody.
Indeed.